Hey guys, it's the If Gathering podcast, and this is Amy Brown. Over the weekend, Melissa Zaldivar and I got to sit down with some of our favorite people in this whole world, If local leaders, at the Noonday Ambassador Conference here in Austin, Texas. God is just moving in all these different parts of the country. We had a woman from Maine, from Las Vegas, Searcy, Arkansas, and Dripping Springs, Texas. So pray that these are just an encouragement to you as you continue to plan for your If local, and we can't wait to gather so soon.
My name is Amber Holdridge, and I'm from Dripping Springs, and we're having an If local at our church, First Baptist Church, Dripping Springs, and we have five other churches in our community that are partnering with us to do If Gathering. So we're super excited about that. This kind of started last year. I watched If Gathering by myself in my home. I kind of heard it last minute. And God was already working in our community, bringing churches together for our youth through Fifth Quarters and through A Disciple Now. And so we were really excited to see that churches were working together to reach people and connect with people. And so I had a friend and I were reading Jenny Allen's Anything, and we were both reading it, didn't realize we were reading it. And we were talking about it, and we both at the same time say, we need to have an If local in Dripping Springs. That would be so good to do. And we didn't really know where to start, but we just started praying. And you know, I mean, God was just really working in my heart anyways. I've had so much given to me as in terms of mentorship and growing in my faith, and I wanted to be able to give that to other people. And she kind of felt the same way. So we just started meeting, and we just kind of modeled what some of the other youth pastors in our community were doing. We would meet once a week, and we would just pray and be like, hey, what do we need to do this week? And we wouldn't worry about next week. We wouldn't worry about 5 weeks from there, but we would just do what was happening. And we started to equip a team. So we have about 10 women, and they're from a total of 4 or 5 churches and other team members in our community as well. And it's really been really, really cool because women who aren't normally wanting to use their giftings or might have been shy to use their giftings are now using them. And we've started an actual Bible study, which we haven't had a women's Bible study in years. And we're just going over the devotionals of the week. And everyone's getting into their word daily, which we were, you know, something I've been struggling with just on my own time, just getting into our word, and we're growing, and it's not that it's not stressful at times, but when you don't get caught up in the details and you just keep things simple, it's been really exciting. And so last thing, Daniel 11:23 says, and so it's been on my heart, is that when we're people who know God, we will be strong and we will do great exploits. And just knowing God comes first, knowing God, and He makes us strong. And then we can do great exploits, which means we can take action and we can take steps forward. And so we're excited to see what's going to happen.
If there's anything I could say to encourage an If local leader, and it's very simple, is just to get away and spend time with God. Just get away. Go to a coffee shop or wake up really early, or just turn off the TV, turn off social media, and just read and pray and do that with other women. If nothing else, study the word together and pray, and then don't, all the other details really don't matter, because that's all we're trying to do anyways.
My name is Corey Otto.
My name is Debbie Anderson.
My name is Marissa Locke, and we are all Air Force spouses. Our husbands are all stationed at Nellis Air Force Base in Las Vegas, Nevada.
Awesome. So why don't you guys, starting here with Corey, why don't you tell me a little bit about maybe how you heard about IF and connected with the other women and what that's sort of looked like for you?
Okay. Well, I heard about IF actually from when I started with Noonday, from some Noonday ambassadors, and they invited me with. And it was really just a great thing for me to go to at that point in my life. Being a military spouse, I was still feeling pretty lonely. I was really craving authentic relationships, things that weren't just surfacey, but really people, we talked and we knew each other. And having moved in not too long before that, that was really hard to find. So for me, IF was really profound in that I just got to meet those women and connect on a deep level. And I just really, it was really meaningful for me last year.
And I heard about, my name's Debbie, I heard about IF Local through, probably through you, Corey, and Kelly, and some other Noonday ambassadors at the time, and also just following Jenny Allen and Jen Hatmaker and some of those people on social media. But I know that the Las Vegas one, it started just a couple years ago through just some ladies who were part of a church plant there, and I think it started out with just about 10 people meeting in a church plant church. To last year, the first time that we went, and kind of where I got to know you guys better a little bit too, there was probably 40 or so people from all over different churches in Las Vegas. So it was really neat to see, to meet new people from Las Vegas and to hear not just what God was doing, you know, in our lives or in our circles, but in other churches, in the city. Just because there is a lot of work to be done for sure in Las Vegas, and I know that some really neat connections were made between people and incoming ministries and some of the groups that were able to speak at IF Las Vegas last year, and hear about what they were already doing in the city and how we could partner with them. It was really, really meaningful and really cool to be a part of that action afterwards too.
I'm Marissa, and I was very new to Vegas. We had just PCS there, and I was in kind of the same boat as Corey in that, you know, it's a lonely time. You've left your church, and you've left your people, and everything is brand new, and walked in there and was welcomed with open arms and tears and laughter, mm-hmm. and we have all become such close friends, and it's been really awesome to see, like what Debbie said, what has grown out of this to help our community in Vegas. Because IF attracts these incredibly passionate women who want so much for their community. And then I also love the aspect of it being international and that we have family and friends everywhere, all over the world, and we can all do this together at the same time, and I just love that connection, bringing our military families, our real families, all together at the same time. As Christian women, we in the military, we have the best opportunity to make impacts everywhere we go. And God puts you somewhere for a season throughout your entire life, and we really get to see that firsthand, where we are dropped into a community, and it's not our temporary home, it's our home for those 1 to 3 to whatever, 5 years, not usually, more like 2, years that you're there. That is your home, and you love it, and you love the people there, and Christ puts you there for a reason, and it's so great when you finally, like, start seeing those reasons come to light, and it's just so fulfilling when you're doing God's work where you are.
Yeah, and I would say, I mean, I would agree absolutely with everything you said. And I think, you know, everybody just craves connection, and you want to, everybody wants to be known, and you want to know other people. And so, it does, it's hard, and it takes work, you know, as a military spouse when you're moving around, and, you know, you have to do that every 1 to 2 to 3, 4 years. Where you just have to learn to put yourself out there and meet new people. And it is hard. I mean, it's hard to be vulnerable, and it's hard to put yourself out there for fear of rejection or not connecting with right people. But, I mean, in the end, it's so worth it. It's worth it to find that connection, to find that friend. And, otherwise, you know, you do stay lonely, or you can have just a not very fun existence at that particular base or location. So yeah, just reaching out to people, trying to find that connection, people with similar interests or kids your age, or yeah, especially as moms with young kids, you know, you might not get out as much, or so just finding people that have that, you know, any kind of commonality with your kids, your church, different groups, and know that everybody's craving the connection. Yeah, I think there's a fear that, you know, we're the only ones feeling that way, but really everybody's feeling that way. And so by reaching out, you could be meeting somebody else's need as well.
Right. I completely agree with you, Debbie. I mean, I think connection is so huge. Mm-hmm. And we, as women, oftentimes think that we have to be lonely and just suffer through it. Mm-hmm. And I work with a lot of young moms, and that's one thing I hear constantly from them. So not only the woman moving into the home, but the young mom in your neighborhood who is just sitting in her house with no one else, like, that's who we want to reach out to. And like you said too, it was great to go to If Local because we could find the connection for our community. I remember last year we had a huge page of just all the different organizations in our community that needed help, needed volunteers. And so that was something that was really powerful for me to see. And it was just so many, just like you said too, diverse. Like, where are your gifts going to be applied? What can you go and do? Mm-hmm. So I think that too is really important. And then the follow-on with the IF tables was huge. Because, yeah, the IF local was the one day, but the IF table follow-on for me was really big. To meet again with those same women, mm-hmm. to just go through life was just really great. Mm-hmm.
What I would say to the leader that is feeling like she's drowning is that you can't fill others until you fill yourself. If you're empty, you're not going to have anything to give. And so sit, pray, ask what it is, ask yourself, you know, what is it that fills you, and go fill yourself up so that you can fill others.
I would follow on with, you don't have to be perfect.
No.
No one is expecting perfection. In fact, we like it when people aren't perfect. And we like to see the human side of people. So if things don't go exactly the way they need to go, that's okay. We go with it. And that's the advice that I would give.
I think the advice I would give is just to take a step back and look at the big picture. Mm-hmm. It's not about, you know, the little details and paper and table centerpieces or anything, but think about the eternal picture and you know, pray and remember, you know, why you're even doing it in the first place.
We didn't have an IF Local where in our town, and it's kind of a smaller town, but they did. I wasn't able to go to the one an hour away, so I told my husband that weekend, I was like, I'm simulcasting this, and it was simulcast, luckily, you know, over the internet, so I got to listen, and so blessed. I was tuning out my kids and had my earphones in, trying to, you know, just listen. And so I listened to it all weekend long, and it inspired me. And I just felt like, you know what? We need this in our town. And I am in such a unique position as a new ambassador, as because I have been able to get to know through all my hostesses and, you know, all of the trunk shows that they have hosted for me in our town. I've been able to get to know so many women from congregations all over town. And it's been kind of amazing to realize, you know what? Outside of my own circle, there are amazing women. You know, my friends aren't the only ones doing amazing things in this world. These amazing women all over our town are making a difference around the world, in our community, in their families. Like, and so I just felt like, you know, I want other people to experience this. I want other people to realize the, you know, the greatness that is in our community and just the encouragement that you can get from these other women, just like I have been encouraged by them. And I felt so blessed by it. And so after that, I have this amazing hostess, and her and another one of my hostesses actually went to the IF gathering that was an hour away. And I told her, I said, hey, I feel like we need to bring this to Cersei. And she said, I feel the same way. And so it just kind of went from there. And Bridget is amazing, and she is an amazing leader. And it's been really cool just to see all the things that she's passionate about and all those things come to fruition. And so she took hold of it, and she has been getting it together. We have an amazing group of girls who have stepped up out of their comfort zones and have been, you know, taking a lead and kind of putting this together. So it's been really neat to watch that just come to fruition.
Awesome. As you've sort of been planning this up local, how are you feeling right now?
I'm excited. We have 50 people registered, and I'm excited, and I want more to register. Like, I want more women to realize, you know what? Let's step out of our comfort zone. Let's get to know these amazing women and realize we are all serving the same God, and we are serving such an amazing God, and if we all serve Him together, what can we do in our community? Who can we reach out to that aren't in church? You know what I mean? That need that, who are craving that community that we are so fortunate to have just within our own little congregation. But goodness gracious, if we all get together, what can we create with everybody together? And I'm excited about that. And I want more people to join. And sorry, but I'm clapping. But
you're fine.
I want more people to join this movement and just, I don't know, just share the joy. I think sometimes we can get kind of, I don't know, just conflicted, and we see other women as competition so much sometimes that I just wish we can break that down and realize they are women and they're amazing. And you know what? They're doing things that is amazing, but you know what? They also have struggles just like us, and they're normal, and we can love them, and we can find joy from them, and we can give joy to them.
What was sort of the moment for you, or maybe a perspective that has shifted and made you want to do this?
It mainly because, like, what I love is, I mean, I love it when people can be real. I love it when they can be honest about who they are and unashamedly, you know, be themselves and be who God made them. I talk a lot. And so I'm always so self-conscious about talking a lot because not all people like that, and that's fine. Sometimes you're supposed to be a sweet girl that sits in the corner and doesn't talk. And I'm always so self-conscious about that. But then, you know, some people said, you know what? One person told me, you know what? That's a gift. And there are some people who aren't as comfortable talking that are thankful when people like you talk. And that was a turning point for me. And getting to know all these women who, like, are being themselves. And they're being real. Like, I hadn't been able to encounter that in our area a lot. And I was so thankful for that. And I was just like, you know what? If we could all come together and be real, and, you know, these groups can realize that these groups are real, if we can all just, like, bear it all and just kind of be normal people and loving on each other and accepting of each other, whether or not you go to New Life Church, Fellowship, Baptist, Church of Christ, you know, let's all accept each other for the God that created us, you know? If you feel like things are out of control, you can't control it. I mean, goodness gracious, I feel like this year God has been telling me to see how big He is, to sit back and see how big He is and recognize how big He is. And God is big, and He will move. Sometimes it's small, and then it can grow from there. It's not always going to be big right away. And also, if you voice those concerns to people, you never know who might be over there hoping that they could help, or hoping that they would be put in a leadership position to help in this, or hoping that somebody just says, hey, will you help me? Or hey, will you join me? And so if you're struggling or worried or whatever, join with people. It's okay to be worried together. Like, actually, you know, you're not as lonely. You don't feel like you're all, you know, by yourself. And so, you know, be together, encourage one another. But God is big, and sometimes He starts off small by planting the seeds. And then, you know, you keep trucking through there.
My name is Deirdre Catlett, and I live in Portland, Maine. I first learned about IF a few years ago through DTS, Dallas Theological Seminary. They were updating information about what Jenny was doing, and I'm a student there. So that's how I first got introduced to IF. At the time, we were actually church planting in Rhode Island, and we were getting ready to move back to Maine. And there was a group of women who were having, they were doing the simulcast in their house. And that's how it started. And there was 20 of them. And it's interesting because in New England, and I compare it to the South, the dichotomy of church infrastructure is completely different. In the South, I feel like every church I would go into had a senior pastor, a teaching pastor, a preaching pastor, a children's pastor, a youth pastor, a women's ministry, like all of those positions. And typically in New England, if you have a pastor, a student pastor, and a youth minister, like you're a rock star. So there are a lot of churches that don't have men's ministry leaders or women's ministry leaders. And so you just have a group of women or men who are just trying to figure out how to lead themselves. So so that's kind of how our IF gathering in at South Coast Community Church started. Last year, I was actually here in Austin. So I came here, and so the team was doing IF Local back in Portland, Maine. This year, the leadership team from last year got tickets to come to Austin, so they're rising up a whole group of another leaders to take over. So, and I'm kind of like their cheerleader and their recruitment person. So I'm the one that gets people to come to their IF Local. One thing that I love, that I've loved about Jenny from the moment I first saw her video on DTS's website, is she talks about knowing God so intimately, more so than someone like me who was raised in the church, who knows the Bible verses, but still feels so distant from God. She talked about him in such a way that I was like, I remember showing my husband the video and saying, that's what I want. Like, I want to know God that way. I want to have a love for God that like she has. And so to be able to articulate that to people and for people to see how I have, like, my life has changed over the last few years, it's like they see a difference in how I live. And so they're like, oh, well, maybe there's something to this. Maybe there is something more than going to church on Sunday and then not going back again until Sunday. So I think that in and of itself has been the biggest recruitment tool that we've had. But we've also done other things. I think what has happened in this community that we've fostered is we're connecting and we're doing things not just once a year. So like our group got together and did IF Pray. So we went out to the lighthouse and we had a guitar and we sang and we prayed and we went through the outline that you guys gave us and we brought people into that. And then through that, we've kind of done these gather and go things where we come together as a group of women and we go out into the city and we're doing things. We're putting feet on God's word. And I feel like that's been the biggest impetus for this growth that we're seeing. One of the big things that, not really a pet peeve, but always kind of gets me is when someone says, God doesn't give you more than you can handle, I'm always so quick to say, that's not true. Like, God allows you to have more than you can handle so that you'll bend your knees and go to Him. And so I think I, in a way, would be encouraged right now if those women were feeling a little overwhelmed, because this is an opportunity for them to say, wait a second, you know, I'm not meant to handle all this. I go to my knees and I go to Him. And also, like, in the spirit of IF, you bring other women alongside you, because it's about us creating leaders. Like, we want the people that we are discipling to be better than us, to do bigger things than us. And what a perfect time to like bring them into the fold and show them right there where the rubber meets the road, to come and be a part of this mission.
Thanks so much, you guys, for listening to the IF Gathering podcast. We are just excited and expectant to see what God does in and through you in your local context.